Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With me in studio to help you with your DIY projects, Home Squad regular Jenny Sheehan and founder and CEO of the DIY Academy, Martin Glynn. Good afternoon. You're both very welcome. You're here to talk about DIY kits and tools and answer listener questions. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. What tools should we all have at home, Jenny, to start with?
I mean, we all need a screwdriver and a hammer. And then
that's the extent now of my kit.
That's fine. That's fine. Because it depends on your appetite for how much DIY you want to get done. Things I can't do without, not necessarily tools, but just things that are really handy to have around, I find can of WD-40. I mean, everywhere. A squeaky door, my squeaky gate, my squeaky rotating office chair, all gets WD-40. Can't get enough, but it's brilliant. And I don't know if this quite qualifies as a tool, but one thing I can't do without is those, you know, those magic erasers. They're for cleaning.
No, what's that?
I don't know what they're made of.
It's not the pink stuff.
It's little white sponges. They're called magic erasers. You'll find them in certain hardware shops. I don't know what they're made of, and I don't want to know because I don't care.
It's one of those things.
Just magic. So they're slightly abrasive. They're amazing for getting, you know, marks off walls, scuffs off tiles, all that kind of stuff. I use them for everything. They're amazing.
What beginner's DIY kit? What do we need?
Well, Jenny touched on it there. Like, if you look at your products as tools as well, the likes of WD-40, I know it's a product, but it is a tool. You know what I mean? We use this kind of stuff. You use it again and again. So when you do pick up bits and pieces, have a space for them. Have an area. Have your DIY corner, whatever it is. Because if you lose or can't find that WD-40, whatever it is, you have to pay for it again, which doubles the price. You have to get out to the shop again. How much is your time worth? You know what I mean? So when you do pick up these bits and pieces, mind them. And have your area for them. Don't be like, oh, is that in the back kitchen? Is it in the shed? Is it up in the attic? You know what I mean? It just cuts down on time. If it's a cardboard box, so be it. At least you know it's in that section. Yeah. You know where to find everything.
What's our appetite like at the moment for doing DIY jobs? I know you have
it's massive,
the Academy.
To be honest, yeah. We've been up the walls for the last probably 2 years now. It's really kind of growing.
People are keen to learn then.
Yeah, and people are just kind of sick of waiting for people to come around,
yeah,
to be honest. And I don't want to kind of bash on tradesmen here, but like, you know, tradesmen myself.
They're flat out.
Yeah, they're flat out. And like, you're tired in the end of the day and you don't want to be kind of going doing, you know, we see them as smaller jobs, I suppose. But, and people, all these jobs are, most of the jobs when I used to do site work were all very doable. That's why the kind of DIY Academy kind of came to me. I could see that. I said, you could actually do this yourself, you know what I mean, if you just knew how to do it.
We're going to get to the listener questions in a moment, but Jenny, your top tips for people, because you're very handy.
I'm pretty handy. I was raised handy.
My
parents taught me just, you know, give it a go. Don't worry if you break something, it's fine. Don't electrocute yourself, but go for it. So
it's a good attitude.
So I do really like it. So I think that's kind of the top tip. It's just like, if you think something needs to be done and you think you might be able to do it, give it a go. Start small, you know, watch some YouTube videos, maybe do a course, a DIY course, and give it a go. Try it. You know, it's unlikely you're going to break something worse than it is. And by the time you've called the tradesperson to come in and fix it,
yeah, it's worth a shot.
Probably have it done yourself.
Right. Listener wants to start wallpapering this weekend. What do I need? Where do I start?
So wallpaper, I would always say, look for paste the wall wallpaper. So there's two different types of wallpaper paste. One is where you have to paste the back of the wallpaper and then stick that onto the wall. And that is an old school nightmare because you will literally wrap yourself, mummify yourself in wallpaper. Mm. It's so messy and it's really difficult to do. So look for paste the wall wallpaper. So the type then of paste that you're buying, you mix it up, you paint it onto the wall, and then you stick the wallpaper onto that, and it's much cleaner, much, much easier. When you're buying your wallpaper itself, most of the shops will have a wallpaper calculator on it. So you're going to have to get some excess because the strips, you know, depending on the pattern, will have to line up. So you're going to have to cut a little bit off top and bottom. So you need a good like X-Acto knife, and that's really handy.
Martin?
Yeah, just your first strip of water, just take your time with it. It's going to take longer than any other piece of it. So make sure you get that nice and straight and in line and make sure it matches up. And look, a lot, as Jenny was saying there, a lot of these jobs are doable, and no matter how much you mess up, there's a product there to get you out of a hole. So don't be, back yourself and have a go.
Yeah. Listeners wondering, what kind of drill do I need for a stone wall? I bought a cheap one, but it won't go into the wall.
Yeah, so you need you have a masonry drill, especially for the job, but if you get a combi drill, It's a very good. It's a combination. It does normal drilling and it drills into masonry as well, or block. So there's a very good one on the market there at the moment. It's Einhell. They come in around 60-80 euro with battery and charger. Very good value, especially for DIYers, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so very
you
good
get
value.
Get your value out of it.
Yeah.
Listener says, it probably seems like a stupid question, but the best way, what's the best way to put up pictures? That is not a stupid question.
No.
I have that question myself.
No, it's really not a stupid question, of course not. So it depends on the type of wall you have. If the pictures are light and you're not quite sure where to put them, you can try, first of all, going for those command hooks. I love them. I've put loads of pictures up with those. They're the ones that stick onto your wall and then you peel them off and they're damage free. So if you're not 100% sure where your picture is going to go or if it's going to stay there long term, you can start there. The second thing is you can buy picture hanging kits. So they're just, you know, really tiny, tiny little nails that you tap into the wall with your hammer and they'll have a hook on them and you can use those. And if you're doing it on a wallpapered wall, what you can do is cut a little V into the wallpaper and peel that back and then put the little nail in there such that if you take off the picture, you can stick it back on and it looks invisible. And then just double check the wall. You can, you know, you're unlikely to hit a wire or something like that. But if you can, if you have one of those electrical or stud finders, if it's a very heavy picture, you might want to hang it into a stud.
Listener says, my fella is great around the house. We're redoing the living room. I've asked him to build me a media wall for us, which he should be able to do. I don't want it to cost a fortune. Any tips and where can we rent tools?
Yeah, media wall, now it depends on his level. It is, if you know what you're doing, it is doable and you can.
This is like the feature wall for the TV, the fire anything.
Because it is just a frame essentially and it's wrapped in either MDF or plasterboard. You can get a plaster, but if he has a good knowledge of it, but if he's going renting tools, he doesn't have his own tools, I'm just wondering, is he at that level? I'd be doubtful.
Why, what advice would you have for him now? Just don't even chance this, too big a job.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Like
Look at it's. But if yeah, look at the, there is as there's loads of tutorials there online on YouTube and stuff like that. If you do follow it, it is actually do it in the stages that it suggests. It is doable.
Yeah.
But it is tricky to get right.
Trying to find a course where I can learn how to use a drill. Is there such a thing? Asks this texter.
Yes, so we do.
That's what you do.
Yeah, so we have courses all over the country there. So go to the DIYacademy.ie.
You'll find it there. We need a new door on our shed. The one that we have up is in bits. Is this too big of a job for somebody who's not used to DIY, or could I manage it?
No, I mean, doors are fairly, I'm going to say you could give it a go. Doors are fairly standard.
Do they mean just
sizes.
Hanging the door? Like?
I mean, just hanging the door. Yeah. So all that's really involved is hinges. And if it's outdoor for a shed, you know, you don't necessarily need the same ceiling and air tightness as you might for your own front door where you want it to be nice and warm. So you could just get a brush strip around it and I'd give it a go, yeah.
Listener wants tips, Martin. They say they're useless at DIY, but they need to put up shelves. Where do they start?
Yeah, well, look, DIY is kind of a bad name, I suppose, that it's this really difficult thing. But when you break it down, Jenny kind of touched on it there, if you know what type of wall you're dealing with, you know, that's the main question you want to be asking. Because this is what I get asked the whole time is, oh, I'd love just to be able to hang a picture.
Mm.
But that's it depends what type of wall you're dealing with. You know, in a block wall, it's a wall plug and a screw, whereas in a stud wall, you have to find the studs. So it is two different things, but there's a few simple things you need to know to do that, you know what I mean? But there's not much in it. It is very, very doable. And we just have this fear nowadays of making that mistake or drilling into that wall that they spent, you know, whatever the house costs.
I know.
House is very expensive these days. So it's a fear. And they should be well able.
Listener wants to replace their toilet seat, Jenny, but they don't have any tools. Would I be able to take off the toilet seat and put a new one on without tools?
You're probably at least going to need a screwdriver. So, you know, you might need to borrow something from a neighbour, but they're not expensive. Other than that, Yeah, you should be able to give that a go. There's nothing different in a toilet seat.
Follow-up question, Martin. How do you figure out what type of wall you're dealing with? Like, how do you find these studs?
To figure out what type of wall you're dealing with, just knock on the wall. There's a different, the stud wall is a hollow sound, whereas a block wall is very, or the block wall is a solid sound, a stud wall is a hollow sound. And then in a stud wall, there are fixings that you can just attach anywhere. The command strips, as Jenny was saying, are very good, but there are really good plasterboard fixings or plasterboard anchors you can attach anywhere really. But if you can find the stud, They're at 40 centimetre centres all the way along your wall. And once you find one, you kind of...
Oh, that's good to know. 40 cents, I didn't know that.
You can kind of knock on the wall as you go, or you can buy stud finders if you don't mind spending a little bit. Just look
or do you know what's a very good tip, actually, I realised recently, is if you get a magnet and if you rub it around the wall, it'll stick to the screws that attach the plasterboard to the
stud.
Yeah.
Everyone's going out getting magnets now. Listener has an area of new plaster work and they want to know if they need to do a white undercoat before applying surrounding paint colours.
Yeah. Yeah, I would put on a priming coat for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and mix your priming coat, if your first coat, with water, because the fresh plaster will soak all the moisture out of the paint. So your first coat, mix it with a bit of water, it'll take the moisture out of it and leave the paint.
Very simply put, this listener says everybody needs just two things in their toolkit: WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move, but it should, you need WD-40. And if it moves and it shouldn't, you need duct tape. That's the Home Squad. Jenny Sheehan and Martin Glynn, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.